SwingerCast is intended for mature audiences. If you're under 18, this show's not only not for you, but you're not even going to be able to get into the places we're talking about. For the rest of you, sit back and enjoy, and remember, this is just from our own personal experiences, and it should not be misconstrued as professional advice.
SwingerCast!
SwingerCast is about our
hot
times that we have and our
hot
love that we have. Some people claim that we say
hot
too much, but we don't care because we love our
hot
times. Happy Easter, everybody.
Yeah.
I feel like I got a Playboy bunny.
You're about to have one.
A play bunny, that's for sure.
Yeah. So it is a Sunday, Easter Sunday. Our kids are away, and we're out to play.
We checked into a hotel.
Yeah, it's amazing. We had no idea what awesome deals we would find for hotels.
Incredible
deals.
This is
gorgeous, and I can't believe it. We got this for that low of price. It's
yeah,
lucky.
We got a really great five-star room.
Yeah.
For like $100.
Yeah.
It's like really awesome.
And it's got a balcony. I feel almost like I'm
king-size
in New Orleans,
bed.
Actually. Yeah. It's all brick and...
Yeah, it's very
it's
nice.
It's got a fireplace.
Yeah.
Not that we need one here.
No.
For the ambiance, it's nice. We're obviously very spontaneous with this and waited... We didn't have any planning, but we just lucked upon this amazing deal.
2 hours ago, we were in our pajamas at our house.
Yeah.
Now we're all dressed up and showered and
ready
shaved.
To go
and
get naughty and pretend like we're on vacation
yeah.
in our own city and see what kind of mischief we could get into tonight. I almost don't want to leave this room. I'm laying here in bed.
You don't have to. You don't have to leave this room.
I know, but I'm hungry. I want to go get out and eat something. And then I kind of want to try to pick up some people. Or
I put an ad on Craigslist. And so there's some gentlemen in waiting.
Are you serious?
Absolutely.
How many?
There's like 4 or 5 that I could call up.
Oh, wow.
So you don't have to leave the room.
Well, I want to. I want to go eat, and
but
I
haven't told
walk
them where,
around.
I haven't told them where we are. Or I haven't
okay,
made any
that's
like.
That's good.
They're in a holding pattern.
In a holding pattern.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
But I mean, I could call them up and say, "Come on over, meet us in an hour or two after we have some dinner," or we could go and try and pick up some strange.
Well, it's still. I do want to go and just go have a drink and something to eat and see if we can pick up on some
All right.
just people around.
Let's do that.
I've always wanted to try, but
yeah, maybe go down there and I'll leave you. Maybe just see if what you can do. I'll just like leave you alone. See if you can
like have me walk in by myself.
Uh huh.
And then you walk in later. Should we do that?
Yeah, why not? We can do whatever the hell we want.
Well, let's eat first.
We have no adult supervision. We can do whatever we want.
Oh, wow. Well, let's pretend like we're on vacation and do like the touristy things and go where tourists would go and see if we can.
Yeah. Why don't we go down there and I'll like.
Pick up some
why don't you, yeah, I would be curious to see like if some guys like hit on you, like if we just because you look really good.
Well,
like, let's just like let you go into.
Let's go eat first.
Well, yeah,
and then
yeah,
plan out which
cocktail
lounge or which hotel lounge
we're
going to go to. Maybe we should go to a hotel.
We're at a hotel
bar. I know.
I think this hotel's bar opens in an hour.
Do they have happy hours and
they,
stuff?
They did. When I checked in, they said that the bar opens at like 5.
Okay,
I think it's
cool.
Like, it's like in 10 minutes.
What time is it?
4:50.
Okay, but it's still light out for a few more hours.
Yeah.
I am just, yeah, this is great. It's like being transformed from pajamas, hairy, scary... Scary very scary mess.
Now we're like in a really nice hotel.
Now I've showered and shaved and...
Maybe we should just watch something on HBO and go to sleep.
Right. No way. No way. Let's go. Let's see what kind of naughtiness we can get into.
Okay.
And if we do so along the way, let's just leave the recorder here and just record on our iPhone or something.
Yeah, yeah. For sure. I'm not taking this with us.
Okay, good. Okay.
All right. So we'll check back in with you guys periodically. And we're back.
We struck out, didn't we? We just can't. I mean, it's been so long since I've been out to regular clubs and cocktails, happy hours, and it's just hard. Gosh. Every time I would see somebody, I think would be someone, I would see their kid with them. Or
the funniest part to me was, we went into a bar, and we sat down on the corner, and there was a single guy there, and he was a good-looking guy, and you kind of sat right next to him, and as soon as we sat down, he, like, paid out
his... I thought he was kind of flirting with me at first.
Yeah, I know, I did too, and then he paid out his tab as soon as we sat down and said, you guys can have your privacy now. I was like,
I guess. I guess they see you. Maybe I should have gone in by myself.
Yeah, I think you should have.
And then had you come in a little bit later.
You can still go down to the hotel bar and have a drink.
Yeah, I'm over
some
that.
Some people down there.
Overpriced drinks and just sitting there. I'd rather drink up here. And you were busy on your phone.
I put an ad out on Craigslist. Yes, I did.
And who do we have coming?
We have a gentleman named who will be joining us shortly in about 45 minutes.
Yeah, and is he going to come at the same time the other guy's coming?
No, there's another guy going to come like about an hour and a half after that.
Okay, and what about the other one?
Don't know yet.
The third one?
Don't know yet. Haven't spoken to him. Maybe I won't speak to him.
We'll see.
Wow.
I'm a little bit nervous, but
you should be.
I should be. Don't show me the pictures. Why should I should be?
You're about to get fucked by at least three guys, maybe four.
Well, you guys gotta give me a massage.
I'm gonna go down on you here in just a minute.
Go down on me because I won't be able to.
As soon as we, I thought it would be hot if like I just go down on you and just let him open the door up and you're just naked.
What, are we going to put a towel in the door or what?
Yeah, I'll just open, crack the door.
I don't know. I think maybe we should go meet him down at the bar first.
He's coming straight to the room, baby.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that would be weird. I mean, I know you're anxious to get it started, but that would be a little over anxious. I think.
Not really.
If you walked in
hot.
And you were going down on me, that would probably make him uncomfortable. Don't you think?
No, I'll get up and answer the door and then...
Naked? And he'll see you naked answering the door?
I'll put a robe on. Whatever.
I think we better stay clothed. I like the undressing anyway. At least for the first guy, so I can... Don't rip me off out of my... undressing part. I like
right,
that
all
part.
Right, all right. Let's, whatever you want to do. Hey, I'm down.
You just want to have him come in and me lay up here in the bed? And is that the idea?
I just want you to be pleased. So if you would rather keep your clothes on, and then that's fine with me.
I would.
That's fine. I think I should at least videotape it, though.
Did you bring the video camera?
Well, I got my phone.
Oh, okay. I guess so.
Yeah.
I guess I'll just...
be pleased.
Lay here and get ready to be pleased. Do we have any towels?
Yeah, we got towels.
Lots of towels. Okay. Well, I'm just going to have another drink.
All right. Relax.
get loosened up. I'm so comfortable just laying up here in this bed. It's a very, very comfy bed.
All right.
All right. So we're just like nervous chatter here, waiting for our people to come.
Your people to come.
My people to come. To come. Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
We're here with Jay. Jay is a single guy in the lifestyle.
Say yes.
That yes. We just played with. Well, Allie did.
Yeah. I just wanted to ask him some questions because, I mean, you did the interaction with him. You made up our Craigslist ad. I don't even know what it said, actually.
I wrote it while we were downtown.
Oh, okay.
And I just said, basically, we're downtown. We have a hotel room. We're looking for somebody over 30 that's straight.
Yeah.
To play with. Single guy. I think I might have said, or a couple.
Yes, right. Couple. Okay.
And he responded. Like, we got like 100 responses. He was probably like one of the two or three that, first couple of two or three that trickled in.
Oh, okay. So what made you respond to that ad?
The prompt ad. You mentioned you guys were in Glass Lamp, you were downtown, just wanted to have fun. So I said, hey, you know what? Sunday night, why not respond, you know? Like I said, I get a response once every 20 ads, so.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. Why not put one out there? So.
Okay.
So one out of 20.
20.
One out of 20.
That's, see, because from our perspective, it's the other way around.
Well, I'm sure it is.
Right?
I'm sure it is. Well, like I mentioned, like I said, I'm sure you're going to get 100 emails.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Well, we're glad. You narrowed it down to like what?
I narrowed it down to 3.
Right.
3. But there's probably another 100 on my phone that I haven't checked.
Right. I'm glad he picked you.
Oh,
that was very
so
hot. That
yes.
was very
yes.
hot.
Yes.
Wow. Wow. So what would you, were you nervous at all about coming here?
No, not at all.
What reassured you?
The phone conversation.
With John?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
And then also he mentioned that just come straight to the room, so.
Just come straight to the room. Okay.
We don't have to meet first.
Right. A lot of people want to meet first, have a drink, and, you know.
Would you prefer just coming straight to the room?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Most
okay.
definitely.
All right. Yeah. I guess we did, too.
Especially for this type of thing, you know.
Yeah. Because then you have to, like, meet and talk down there, and then just when you're comfortable, come up here,
right.
And then you have to meet and talk again.
Right, right, right. When you come to the room, you're pretty much
you're
at the room. So,
you're at
you
the
know,
room.
It's pretty much
time to go.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, let's get this
just
party started.
Just have the small talk, no chit chat or anything.
Like I don't even know how we started it. That song Cyclone.
Yeah, that was playing on my iPhone. But you were in the restroom when you first came.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I made him a drink. And then you came out and you guys started dancing together and then clothes came off and
yeah, I like the undressing
dicks came out.
I like the undressing part. I'm glad I get to unbutton your buttons and
Thank you for letting me videotape.
Oh, no problem.
That will just be between us. That's not going anywhere.
Okay.
But That was very cool.
And you only did that first part, right?
The blowjobs, yeah.
The blow
and get to the fucking. we'll have to invite him back to do that part again.
Oh, man. So have you actually ever gone on a date on Craigslist?
Yes.
Before us?
Quite a few.
What are they? What was your worst one?
Date-wise or just Craigslist experience?
Craigslist experience.
Yeah.
What's the worst?
Like I was mentioning, I had thought I was responding to a couple. And then, the wife supposedly had a fantasy of being with two guys, athletic guys, wearing spandex. Like the Under Armour type fitting spandex.
Okay.
So I was, we emailed back and forth for about a good 2 or 3 days. So then,
two or three days.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, that's where you probably should have known it's going to take 2 or 3 days.
Well, I kind of, I mean, I don't know. First instinct, like, I always go off my first instinct, but I'm like, okay, you know, he responded, so. After that, he finally was like, well, come over. My wife, she's a bartender downtown. She gets off of work. It was like maybe like 1 o'clock in the morning. So, you know,
uh-huh.
She was like, she should be home about 2 o'clock. So I was like, okay. So I got there about 1:30. I was outside and we called him. He was like, well, my wife's here. She's in the bathroom. She's getting ready. Just come on in. She wants us to be wearing the spandex in the room when she walks in.
Oh, okay.
So I was like, okay, you know, somebody's fantasy.
Okay.
It is what it is.
You're fulfilling the fantasy.
Right, right. That's what it's about. I mean, sometimes it's what it's about. So he meets me at the door, and he has pictures, like Polaroid pictures.
Uh-huh.
Of his supposedly wife, and like, oh, yeah, here's my wife. So that was my first song right there. It's like
Polaroid pictures. Polaroid pictures. She's like supposed to be in the bathroom?
In the bathroom. So I'm looking at the pictures, and he's like, oh, yeah, it's the pictures that he sent, but he didn't send the face picture. He just showed the body. When we were emailing, he just showed the body, no face. So I was looking, you know, a couple pictures look like they're on vacation, whatever, whatnot, partying at the club, you know, kissing with friends, whatever, whatnot. So I was like, okay. So I didn't think twice about it. I was like, why is he showing me pictures, like Polaroid pictures? I'm here.
Polaroid.
Right, yeah. Polaroid pictures. Like 20 or 30 of them is going to the pictures. Like, okay. She was like, come on in. So I walk in. You know, it's pretty dark in the house. So I look around. He's like, oh, it's coming in the room. So,
Did he have you spandex or did you have to wear your
own? I had my own. I had it underneath my clothes.
Okay. Pre-spandex.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he was like, go ahead and undress. He's like, do you have any porn? I was like, no. He's like, okay. So he put some on. He was like, get up on the bed. So I was like, I'll just wait. He's like, oh, my girl, my wife, she's in the bathroom. She's going to come.
I was in the bathroom when you came.
Yes. Well, I heard you.
Oh, okay.
So then he was like, well, I just want her to, you know, she just wants to walk in on us jacking off. So I was like, So then he was like, sit on the bed. So I sat on the edge of the bed. He was like, oh, can you get hard? And I was like, no, of course I can't get hard. There's another man in the room. There's not a woman in the room. Why would I just get hard watching porn with another man in the room? So then he was just like, come on. He's like, lay back. By this time, I was in my spandex. So I was like, okay. So I looked at the clock. It was like 2 o'clock. So I was like, okay. So I was like, all right. So then he got on the phone. I guess he supposedly called her and was like, oh, he's here. We're ready. So I'm like, okay. So I was like, okay, I'm going to give it to 2:10. So 2:10 came around. He was like, can you get hard? I was like, you know what? I don't think I can do this. He was like, okay, well, my wife's in the bathroom, bro. You think you can do this? I was like, nah. He's like, okay, how about you just go outside, wait, you walk in on us. It's like, okay, that's a little bit better. At least I know there's a woman in there. So I go outside. He calls me. And he's like, well, she said she just wants to do it tomorrow. I'm like, okay. I said, no problem. So, you know, I hang up and go. I start driving off. He calls me back.
Oh, my God.
And he's like, you think I can just offer you about $60 or $70 just to watch you jack off? And I was like,
oh man.
Oh, no. So there never definitely wasn't a wife in that bathroom.
Not at all. I guess he wanted to see me jacking off. And I was like, oh, no. I was like, I was like, this is horrible. That's one of my baddest experiences.
Yeah.
You know,
that's pretty bad. We've actually always had good experiences with Craigslist, haven't we?
Yeah, we've had very positive
experiences. Awesome, yeah.
I mean, knock on wood, no crazy.
Yeah.
No spandex story for us, but yeah, that's weird.
I mean, usually, like I say, out of the 1 out of 20.
1 out of 20, wow.
So you thought we were legit after the
second phone call?
Email you said?
When you wanted my number, he's like, give me your number so we can set it up.
Yeah, you're not messing around.
Yeah, of course not.
Right.
I said, can you send a face picture?
Right.
What is your experience?
Did you ask us for a face picture? No. Oh, you didn't
ask? I think so.
No, he didn't ask for a face picture. Mm-hmm. He didn't send us a face picture either. I'm not going to ask him because
yeah.
We don't send him out.
Right, it's Craigslist. I don't like to send face pictures.
Sure.
No, you got a 10-inch cock.
Right. I mean, not that, but at the same time. You know, but a lot of people, you know, a lot of times it's, I've had responses where she has to be attractive, and I'm just like, well, teach his own, but I don't really prefer to send face pictures at all.
But sometimes when guys send just a dick picture, it's, I don't care how big they are or how small they are, you can tell what the rest of their physique is like.
Right, exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
I mean, so you kind of get it. I mean, I could tell you weren't. And you didn't send just a dick picture. You also sent a picture of your, like, torso.
Right. I like to send, like, two or three pictures.
You didn't have your face, but you had your physique and your body.
Yeah.
And, you know.
And usually when I respond, like before, like I said, I've been in a lifestyle for about 5 years.
Uh-huh.
So, like, before it, I would just type out and just type it out and type it out. But then I was like, you know what? I'm the same person. This is who I am. This is what I'm going to say.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
We're the same way. I mean, you got that from our way we posted. I mean, boom, this is what we're doing. This is what we're looking for. You want to, you know.
You're pretty straightforward.
Pretty straightforward, yeah. We're downtown. We're down to play. Looking for right now. Mm. Not 3 days from now.
Oh, yeah, and that's another
not thing. Not 4 emails. 5 emails from now.
We're like, oh, next weekend.
Yeah, next weekend, no.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, oh, okay. So, yeah, I mean, I get a mixed variety. But like I said, usually I don't get.
So I wonder how much, I guess single women probably get the most email, huh?
Oh, yeah. I'm quite sure.
On Craigslist.
I think most of the single women that are prostitutes, though.
Yeah.
On Craigslist?
Yeah.
I would say a good 90%.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I mean, if you just look at the ads, I mean, 23, 24-year-old.
Yeah.
Right.
Right. You're like, you really don't need to be on there.
No.
Right. That's true.
You want to get laid? Go to the bar.
Right. You have no problem. Especially a single woman. No problem at all. You can walk to the gas station and walk.
Right.
5 blocks in Gateway, so.
Yeah.
Most of them is prostitutes.
Yeah, I guess so.
Apparently, except for us tonight, because before you came over, we walked around the downtown area trying to see if we could maybe flirt with somebody, you know, find some hookups, and no, we struck out.
Well, my first experience was in a club, a bar scene, where I met a couple.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You were just at... At a club?
I was at the club for a birthday. Actually, it was on Broadway right over here. There's a club called on Broadway about 5-6 years ago. And then I just started dancing with her. And then we had drinks at the bar. And then she's like, oh, where's my husband? You know?
Uh-huh.
You want to have some fun after her? So I was like, yeah, why not?
So.
And ever since then, I was like.
There. Is that club still open?
Oh, no, I think it's closed now. But ever since then, I've kind of like been into this sort of type of thing. And they told me they started on Craigslist, so I was like, oh. You know,
yeah.
Like a,
wow.
How would I ever get into a scene like this? I'm like, oh, you should try Craigslist.
So have you been to any clubs?
Yeah, I've been to Crave. I've been to Dad's.
Okay.
Freedom Acres.
Oh, wow.
Vegas, of course.
Maybe I've seen you. I don't know. Have you seen us before? No?
Well, there you
We've been to all of the above.
Like when I first started going to Dad's, like I said, it was 5 years ago when I first got into it. But then I was just like, Dad's was kind of like hit and miss.
Yeah.
A lot of competition. For a single guy.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't say. Well, you can say competition, but let's say there's a lot of single guys in there.
Yeah.
There's a lot of single guys in there. So.
Yeah. We enjoy it sometimes. Most of the time, yeah. But we used to, when we first started swinging, we would drive all the way to Freedom Acres.
Oh, yeah, I like that. Anywhere I prefer.
And then we'd get a hotel and then stay there. But now they have this campground.
Where you can stay there, yeah.
A resort thing.
You been to that? To the resort?
We're going there in July.
Oh, yeah.
We should go there in July. When are we going? July 10th? That weekend?
Yeah, they're having their first year
anniversary
of the resort.
Mm-hmm.
And that's be a big party. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Uh-huh.
That's going to be fun.
Yeah, I enjoy Freedom Acres.
We're going to Naughty in New Orleans. That's going to be fun. Also in July.
Wow, that's the end of July.
We take over a whole hotel in the French Quarter on Bourbon Street. It's a big parade down Bourbon Street. 1,500, 1,600 swingers.
Wow.
We host trips. The reason we're recording, we have a podcast that we've done for like 8-9 years called Swinger Cast. I'll send you a link.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah, and we're going to take
it. We won't use your name in any of this. We'll use your audio. That's okay.
Right, no problem.
Maybe, yeah.
No video, but that was for us.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
It's only the audio only our is voice.
After sex talk.
That was great. You did good, baby.
Uh-huh.
You did good picking him out. He was awesome. He came in. He was dressed really nice. I was in the bathroom, and now after hearing his Craigslist horror story.
Right.
When he came into the room, I was in the bathroom. Come out. He's sitting on the bed. You're making him a drink, I think.
Uh-huh.
And just kind of standing up. I put my hair back. You started playing some music, and he and I started dancing. I think it was that Cyclone. That uh-huh. one, that song. That brings back some memories. So anyway, we were dancing, and I was unbuttoning his shirt. I mean, he was dressed with a button down, buttoning his shirt, and even had a t-shirt under his shirt. And John's looking on his iPhone right now for the next one.
The next victim.
The next victim.
No.
What are you doing?
I was going to show you.
Oh.
I videotaped
it. Videotaped it. We're dancing.
Uh-huh.
Oh, this is after Cyclone. Ooh, we're dancing. It's grabbing my ass.
Yeah, it's hot.
So, how much of this did you videotape?
About 7 minutes of it.
Oh, well, we don't have to watch this whole thing, but that's really hot. And
Turn the volume off,
and we can just watch it and talk about it.
Give me the play-by-play.
Yeah, I'm unbuttoning his shirt. And he's untucking it. He's pulled it up. I'm sticking my hand underneath his t-shirt, I guess. There you go.
That's pretty hot.
Wow, I love the undressing part. I really do.
Yeah,
and the dancing part.
I'm glad
part,
you put your clothes back on. So when the next guy gets here, you can undress again.
Exactly. I got my clothes all back on now.
We may have to just go down to the...
Did you pick him because of the size of his dick? Because he was really big. Really big.
Maybe partly, but not completely. I liked what he said in his... I mean, somebody sends you just a
and
big...
he was cool on the phone, too? I mean,
yeah,
obviously.
Right.
Obviously.
Yeah, I talked to him on the phone, and the things that he said in his email. I mean,
he's stepping out of his pants now, and I'm rubbing his cock, and he's pulling my shirt up. Oh, he's sucking my titty. Ooh. We're watching the video on his iPhone as we're podcasting, waiting for the next, as John said, victim. That sounds terrible. But
he does have a big dick.
He did.
You told him afterwards that you had never been fucked so hard.
With a big dick like that, yeah.
Was that true? Or were you just boosting his ego?
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah? God, it was
maybe
really...
that hard, but not that hard and fast. You guys both fucked me hard.
Yeah.
And he was fucking me with like his... First it was doggy style.
then, I mean, it was like...
You couldn't take it, doggy style.
I really couldn't because he was so big. So I wanted... My legs were giving out, and I wanted to lay on my back.
Yeah.
And then we did it that way, but my legs were up high over his head. It was crazy.
I like it when you're, like, telling me, like, how good he's fucking you. That's turns me on.
And then when we were over, I really liked, it was a really comfortable position when he put me over on my side and, like, scissored me and fucked me from behind while I kind of laid over and sucked your dick. And I was laying sideways. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
That was a really, really great position. I like that. Sideways. What's that called?
Scissor.
The scissor. Sideways, yeah. Scissor, maybe. I like that. And, yeah, I'm very, very sexually satisfied, but we've got this hotel room. The night is young.
Yes.
We shall go out. We'll be to back. The happy hour.
We'll be back. We'll report back to you later.
I kind of like the bartender down at the hotel bar.
Really?
He was kind of flirting with me a little bit.
All right.
Maybe we won't have to go that far.
All right. Signing off.
We made it down to the bar, the hotel bar, and that hot bartender that was flirting with me turns out to be a gay guy, friendly gay guy that I thought was flirting with me turned out to be a friendly gay guy. But so we sat there, and
I want to say that, you know, Craigslist, there were some flakes. It wasn't all just perfect. I had lined up three guys, and the other two had kind of flaked on us because I told them on the phone, I'm like, hey, you know, we're sexually charged. We're going to have some fun tonight, and I'm inviting three guys over to play with my wife, and you're one of the three, and there might be some overlap. So are you comfortable with that? And two of them just were not. The first guy that you heard from, he was fine. He was like, he was down, you know.
Yeah.
But the other two ended up flaking out on us. So we sat there at the bar, had our drink, and I checked my phone again.
And there was a message.
Yeah. Well, there was an overwhelming amount of messages. But one guy caught our attention, and I showed him to you, and it's a nice picture and nice response, and but he was a little apprehensive.
A lot.
Right.
And I knew, I was like, John, you shouldn't have told the other guys that there might be some overlap, because that's what they were uncomfortable with, but I'm glad you did. But I don't know, he was so new, this one guy, and probably you spoke with him on the phone and text back more times than you ever do with someone.
Yeah, I did. He sent a few messages, and he wanted to see more pictures of you, and I'm like, I don't have any more pictures of you on my phone, and that kind of thing. And
he was unsure that he thought we were going to be fakes or flakes or whatever.
Yeah.
And I remember one time when we were back up at the hotel and you were on the phone with him, he wanted to talk to me.
Yeah, he asked to speak to you, and so I handed the phone over to you.
I'm just like, hello?
So you could hear your feminine voice.
Hello? He's like, how are you? And I'm like, I'm fine, doing good. How are you? And
because we had told him, just come to the room. But he was down in the lobby.
He was so nervous.
He had managed to make it to the lobby, and he wanted to make sure before he came up to the room what he was getting into.
Yeah, that's understandable. I was not even positive he was going to make it to the room.
No.
So I was just talking to you. I was like, well, we can't just, like, definitely we can't be naked on the bed when he walks in. Right. We're going to have to start it out like really comfortable. And I said, I could really use a massage. Why don't we start it out that way if he makes it up to the room?
Yeah. And we did. Laid you down on the bed and gave you a good massage.
And once he got into the room, and saw, I guess, that we were real, he was like a big sigh of relief came across him.
Yeah.
You know?
He was fine.
And he relaxed, and I laid down, and you guys started giving me massage. And at that point, he was completely comfortable.
Yeah.
And we had an awesome time.
He got eager to fuck you pretty soon.
Well, you were the one that cut the massage short. I was like, you guys got to give me a long massage. And you were the one that cut it short.
Well.
Sticking your dick in my mouth. Right when I was getting some. Yeah. It was a great massage.
You didn't see
And I don't mind. Y'all very much loosened me up again.
God, we were just crazy.
Like I wasn't loosened up with the guy before. Wow, but not. Yes, I was. But anyway, we had a wonderful time with him, and it was kind of like the opposite of the other guy as far as he ended up staying and having sandwiches with us afterwards and hanging out, you know?
Yeah, we went and got some sandwiches and
You left and got sandwiches.
Yeah, and came back, and we all had a really nice evening. And, you know, I want to say that if women were open to this, like, kind of like sexually charged stuff, we'd have just as many threesomes with women as we do with men. But if we put an ad out on Craigslist for a woman to join us, it's just prostitutes.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's just not the place. Except we did meet a couple one time at a club that we had a nice conversation with, and they told us that they're into women for a third, and they have a lot of luck on Craigslist.
I'm so glad that you're open to this, because it is a lot of fun. I love watching you being fucked.
Okay.
That's so fucking hot. God.
It was hot.
It was very hot.
And a great way to spend Easter.
It was a great way to spend with my little Playboy bunny.
Yeah, I guess I definitely fucked like a bunny.
You did. And on the third day, he rose again.
Well, yeah, you wanted to fuck me afterwards, after all of this, too. Yes. After the guy, after we had sandwiches with the guy, and
he left, we
fucked. And he left, we fucked again, except I told you, I was like, I can't, baby. My pussy is off limits right now. And I said something like, you could do me in the ass, I guess.
Yeah, we never do.
But I've never really said that to you, because I'm not really into anal sex, but I was just still sexed up, and I knew I couldn't be fucked in my pussy, and we did.
Gave that
we
ass up.
We had ass. Mm. Yeah, and we rarely do that.
Yeah, it was ever hot.
So, but anyway.
And then we sprawled out on our king-size bed and slept like
babies.
Yeah. Yeah, that was hot. And today, we're back home and headed to a
nude beach.
Another adventure awaits us.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure we're not going to get lucky at the nude beach, but...
Oh, yeah.
I just want to swim naked, and it's beautiful weather today. So...
Thank you all for listening and staying subscribed, and hope you'll be able to join us at Naughty and Nolans or Freedom Makers. Details are at swingercast.com. Yes, here's to my slutty bunny wife. If you know, I really want to go to the beach today, to the nude beach. That would be a lot of fun. But if you want to just skip all that and fuck me all afternoon. That would be fine too.
Yeah. Well, let's go to the beach. That way.
How about fuck me at the beach?
We cannot do that.
I can take a tent.
She would have put a tent down at the new beach and.
Yeah, why not?
And play around? No.
Yeah. No, let's do it.
Let's not. That would be too much. No. Okay.
I'll stand guard. We'll put the tent out and I'll stand guard.
Okay. I know. I'm sure all these people believe that we would actually do that, but we wouldn't. I wouldn't.
I would. All right.
Okay. Off Signing to the new off. Beach off and new beach come join us at Naughty in New Orleans or Freedom Acres Resort Party all in July. Check our website.
Talk to you soon. Adios.
Adios.
People do that, I'm sure.
What?
Take a tent and have some fun at the nude beach.
Have you seen people do that? How do you know that people do that? I don't think people do that.
I read about it on the internet. It
you
must
did?
Be true.
It must be true. Okay. Well, I'm not up for that.
All
Maybe
right.
at the campground at Freedom Acres Resort, I will be all over that.
Mm.
But not gonna... I'm over... the vanilla settings trying to
well
get lucky or naughty.
We still might meet somebody at the beach today. Just hopefully not a gay bartender.